Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Freddie Spencer, and I'm really excited to be involved with Motorsports Magazine's 2017 MotoGP coverage. Now let's talk about winter testing. This winter has been very exciting, with new bikes in the field from KTM, riders changing, different manufacturers. It's been interesting to see all the developments so far. And this past weekend has been no different. So let's talk a little bit about the racetrack. Qatar is very unique because they race at night, and so the testing, of course, is done in those conditions. And each night, it can be a little bit different depending on the humidity. The track gets a little bit damp, and so it can be a little bit tricky, especially when you're trying to test. Because in testing, you're running a lot of laps, and you're trying to run a lot of hard laps. And so there's not very much room, margin of error. The other thing about Qatar is the fact it's in the desert. So, of course, the racetrack can be pretty dirty. And when there's a limited amount of bikes on the track, as there was in each of these days, the track doesn't get that clean. In fact, we saw a lot of crashes that were caused by riders being caught out, running a little bit offline, getting in dirty part of the racetrack and crashing. And so it certainly can be a track that really manifests itself in that way. Now let's talk about the riders. First, the British guys. Scott Redding this weekend really showed the potential that I think a lot of people expected from him. He was certainly a little more comfortable on the bike, which I think is a tribute a little bit to the Ducatis, because there's different age bikes out there from the 15, 16, 17 models, and so they seem to be pretty versatile with different riding styles, and I think that is certainly a benefit that has helped Scott, for example, when going to one of the Ducatis. But it's great to see the young rider out there. He struggled when he was on the Honda a little bit. Again, a lot of expectation, and maybe this is the year that he's really going to show his potential. It'd be great to see. So it went great for him. Now, Kyle Crutchlow, who's been doing a lot of testing with the Honda, obviously coming off last year's two victories, he expects a lot. The LCR team getting good support from Honda. And with the new Big Bang engine, he seems to be adjusting that. And he's also run a little bit different chassis than the one that Danny Pedrosa and Mark Marquez is running. It seems to be suiting him. So we'll see. And it'd be great for him to get a good start to the season at Qatar. Now, the rider that made the biggest change this year, Jorge Lorenzo. Going into Qatar, he struggled a little bit in some of the other tests. One of the reasons why, and he's talked about, is that adjustment riding style-wise to the Ducati. So let's talk about those two main areas. One is his own corner entry. The Ducati, like a lot of motorcycles, requires, at this level, is very stiff. And so it requires a pretty good amount of front brake pressure to help get the motorcycle not only slow down, transfer some weight forward, load that front tire, but utilizing slowing down that front wheel on corner entry to be able to help it kind of feed into the corner so he can carry good speed. Jorge has been used to running a lot of lean angle, a lot of corner speed coming from 250s, and the M1 kind of helped him in that respect. On this Ducati, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different animal, a little bit different difficulty in getting the bike to not only slow down, but to be able to change direction on the entry to the corner. The second part of that is once he gets the bike on its side. Again, like I said, he likes to run good corner speed, good amount of corner speed. It's well documented that the Ducati struggles once they get off the brakes and before they really begin to accelerate at lean angle, being able to hold its line and even continuing to change direction a little bit, helping the rider in that respect. It doesn't seem that just making chassis changes and adjustments seem to help in that way. It's been a fundamental issue with the design of the bike. So that would require, as Casey Stoner did such a great job before, of really being able to use the rear of the motorcycle to, as you approach the corner, mid-corner, be able to get it to kind of help it rotate so the front of the motorcycle doesn't have to do as much work. Jorge is not in that position yet. We'll see if he can make those adjustments. Now, he showed this weekend with the softer tire, and he talked about it, that he can run good one lap. But once they put on the harder tire, which you need, obviously, for the race distance, which doesn't have quite as much edge grip, struggling. So Dovizioso, same thing. Now, going into Qatar, we know it's a track that the Ducati seems to be pretty strong at. If they struggle there, that may not bode too well for as the season goes on to get to other racetracks. So we have to see. Valentino Rossi. Now, Valentino, we know, is a great racer. And his main strength is two things. Has always been is his race pace. And on Sunday afternoons, that mental, hard mental approach, very strong. And he's always been able to make adjustments with the motorcycle. But I've always noticed that one of his main strengths is corner entry. Heavy on, really heavy on the brakes, carrying a lot of entry speed. It's where he makes up a lot of time and makes is good at passing people. Michelin has changed this year to a little softer carcass construction front tire. And the reason why is to be able to give the riders more, once they get in the corner, on the brakes and getting the bike in, is better feedback from the front so they know where the grip level is. Stiffer construction tire does not really give that same amount of feedback or even warning when it gets close to losing grip. And they were kind of hoping, and there seems to be good feedback from the riders, that softer construction tire is better. Well, that would hurt someone like Valentino, who needs that little stiffer construction because he's really heavy on the brakes on corner entry. They're working on getting the bike set up and making adjustments, try to help him with that, and I'm sure they'll get it figured out. And he probably is holding a little something back too. We'll know when the first race gets here. Now, his teammate, Maverick Viñales, has really shown his ability to adapt to the new M1. If you look at the different racetracks from Valencia to Malaysia, Phillip Island, now at Qatar, they're all a little bit different, and he's been quick at every single one. Doesn't really surprise me that much because the Suzuki that he came from is a pretty good motorcycle as far as chassis. Everybody talked about that, and Suzuki's kind of known for that. They did a great job with that with their 500s during Kevin Swan's era and after. They're really good at chassis, getting the bike working well in a really rider-friendly kind of relationship. And so making that jump to the M1 is not that bad. It's not that big of a jump. But he certainly has all the advantages now that maybe he didn't have on the Suzuki. A little more power, even a little more performance, overall better package. And he's utilizing that. And we'll have to see. Now that the pressure's on him, expectations certainly higher than it was last year, and he has shown battling for the championship. Now the Hondas. Danny Pedrosa, it was great to see Danny get up there on the third day, last day of testing this past weekend, jumped up to in the top four. His teammate Mark Marquez struggled a little bit, had quite a few crashes, but they both seem to really like the new Big Bang engine, which should help some of their deficiency. They were struggling getting off the corners. Now with that Big Bang engine, it should, with the fire in order, a little more traction at maximum lean angle. So that means they can run a little more power now, not have to kill it so much with electronics to help with grip on the exit corner spinning issues. So we'll have to see how that balances out. But Mark crashed a lot. Not surprising. I kind of did the same thing because you push hard in testing. He wanted to find out exactly where the bike is weak, where it's strong. You have to be willing to push that hard in testing to be able to find those answers and to be able to get those things figured out. So it'd be interesting to see. I think it's going to be a great championship this year with all the diversity with KTM involved. And Bradley Smith, who I didn't mention, but Bradley getting to terms with the new KTM, him and his teammate Paul Espargaró, getting that bike worked out. A lot of manufacturers involved. We saw 9 guys win last year. And so testing has kind of shown that the times are pretty close, but I still think we'll still see the same guys at the very top, and we'll have to see if Jorge can be one of those and get the Ducati working better for him. I'm excited about this season. I hope you are. See you next time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.